Tom Ridge's memoir is called The Test of Our Times, written with Larry Bloom, and Secretary Ridge joins us from our bureau in New York. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, sir.
Neil, thank you for inviting me on Talk of the Nation.
And I'd like to read you the lead of a story run by the AP a couple of days ago. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says pressure from fellow cabinet members to raise the nation's terror alert level just before the 2004 presidential election helped convince him it was time to quit working for President George W. Bush. Is that accurate?
It just proves you shouldn't believe everything you read. It's not. One, my decision to leave was pretty much known by the president when he asked me to take the job on in the first place. I told him fairly confident I would leave after the end of his first term. And secondly, at no time was anybody able, because the system we designed and approved by President Bush, the system we created in order to raise the threat level, meant, one, that no one individual could raise it, and two, that the security would be always at the center, and politics couldn't be used to raise it either.
Well, let me read now from your book. You're describing a meeting. This is just before the election. A new tape had come out from Osama bin Laden, very threatening. A vigorous, some might say, dramatic discussion ensued. Attorney General Ashcroft strongly urged an increase in the threat level and was supported by Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. There was absolutely no support for that position within our department. None. I wondered, quote, is this about security or politics?
That's an accurate quote, and thank you for reading it. It is the only time in the book that I talk about the process that we used in order to make a decision to raise the threat level. It's the only discussion where I mention the parties, and there are other people obviously involved in that discussion because the Homeland Security Council comprised about two-thirds of the president's cabinet. During the course of that discussion, it was very similar to discussions we probably had at least, I think, probably 8 to 10 other times during my tenure as secretary. The interesting thing is you don't know that we had them until I just told you, because more often than not, as a result of the discussion and the honest exchange of opinions among the members, we chose not to raise the threat level. So at the end of this, it's a dramatic – listen, it's a dramatic weekend. It's the weekend before the election. People really charge – some people feel very strongly we ought to raise it. In the aftermath of what happened in Spain earlier that year when a terrorist event changed the outcome of the election, I'm using in this book, we don't think we ought to go up. So I say to myself in the book, is it politics? Is it security? People have interpreted that as me second-guessing my colleagues. As I said before, we had this discussion 8 or 10 times, and nobody during the course of any of those discussions do I believe, one, you couldn't pressure anybody else because it was designed for people to vet their opinion, but no one felt anything other than to make an honest judgment, a tough call based on security, not politics.
So the recommendations of Secretary Rumsfeld and Attorney General Ashcroft, do you think were based on their honest assessments and
Correct.
Not based on politics?
Correct.